Would you go after Joe Thornton? No. My answer is a resounding no still. Because you want to be desperate? No. You need speed. You need athleticism. You need scoring touch. Neither of those do Joe Thornton currently carry at the rightful age of 40. So it would be counterproductive for you to go out there and even go ahead and say, no, let's just trade for him. You know, the asking price won't be that bad. No. Do better than that. Seriously, do better than that. Gosh, that drove me crazy. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, Boston. Good morning, New England. Good morning to you, wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening to the show. This is Shukri Wright, your morning wake-up call, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio. Listen, I don't know about you, but the sun's coming up here in Boston and Medford in the greater Boston area this morning. So I'm in a great mood. I'm actually in a really great mood. But coming up next, I'm probably gonna annoy some of you with what I'm about to say in terms of the Red Sox. My first official outlook on the 2020 Boston Red Sox season, given that spring training starts officially today, baseball is back. In my head, baseball season is back. Spring training is here. You're excited. Talk to me. If you're still pissed off, oh, absolutely, as you should be, call me. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to The Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright's Truly. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Saturday night.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you're able to tune in on this Wednesday morning, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your morning. I know many of you are heading out to work or getting in the car, making your way to work or getting ready to drop the kids off at school and so forth. You know, it is a weekday morning after all. Thank you for making this station and this show part of your morning. This show usually airs on Saturdays, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Right here on 91.5 FM WMFO. But also, I also do weekday fill-ins as well. So if you follow me on social media, great. If not, for those who don't, I'm on Twitter. Yes, I am on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Shukri Wright. I'll spell it out for you. At SHUKRIWRIGHTS. At Shukri Wright. That's my main Twitter handle. I usually tweet out when I'll be on and so forth. And you can follow me on Instagram as well. I'm on the gram, as they say. My Instagram handle is at SWRIGHTS radio underscore. That's at SWRIGHTS radio, RADIO underscore. So that's where you can find me on social media. And I'll also post about like show announcements. Also, don't forget, I also have an Instagram page for this show. It's at SWRIGHTS 915. That's the this radio show's Instagram page, where you could follow along for show announcements and as well as anything new in terms of potential guests that'll come on the show. And yes, I have interviewed guests. It's been a little minute now since I've done that, but I do have some pretty good guests that do come on the show and so forth. So with that being said, it's time. In the words of Vin Scully, well, it's not time for Dodger baseball, but it's time for baseball. And we're going to spend the duration of the rest of the show talking baseball, especially as it pertains to the Boston Red Sox. Now, before I begin to give you my spiel on the outlook of the 2020 Boston Red Sox, I just want to quickly say, man, between the last time we really talked about the Red Sox in any substantial form, which was, by the way, at the end of September of last year, and here we are entering mid-February, and glory be to God for this, it's been quite a 4.5 months for the Boston Red Sox. It really has been quite four and a half months, and especially within the last week and a half, especially. And I tell you, I mean, we can start from when Alex Cora was fired last month. We can start with the fact that they just traded, not even a full week ago, actually, that they traded Mookie Betts and David Price to the Los Angeles Dodgers, which is still being felt right now in Boston and across New England, across Red Sox Nation. So this is your opportunity to get your emotions out off your chest. The opportunity to do so is wide open. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I got to tell you, when you talk about the 2020 Red Sox, and I know they no longer have David Price, and you no longer have Mookie Betts, what is your outlook? Huh? What's your outlook? On this first day of which pitches and catches official report today, my outlook for the 2020 Boston Red Sox is as follows. This season, I don't think the Red Sox are going to punt this season away. Although they traded away their best homegrown talent in quite some time, the best 5-2 player, I have to say, dare I say, in the last 40 years, arguably, it's no disrespect to Jim Rice, who's a legend in the Hall of Famer at that. This is a bitter pill to swallow if you're a Red Sox fan. And the fact of the matter is this. The fact of the matter is that you not only trade him away, but you also trade away David Price, in which that right now it makes your rotation weaker. It doesn't make it stronger. Yes, you get rid of the toxic behaviors in which that he's been quite notorious for, especially his whole antics, his behaviors, his mannerism with dealing with the Boston media and so forth. And especially after winning the World Series in 2018 as a Red Sox, and arguably, and could very well have been the World Series MVP because of how dominant he was in the World Series. I gotta put this out there. The Red Sox, I think it's fair to say that they could be worse, but we really won't know until the games are played. But I think it's important to remember, if you're a Red Sox fan listening this morning, that as maddening of a move as this was, and let's face it, it was. It was pretty maddening. From a pure baseball perspective I'm speaking of right now, purely baseball, it was as maddening of a move that I can remember in a very long time. Like, here's a hypothetical question. Would the Yankees ever trade Aaron Judge? That's a pretty laughable move. No. Would the Cincinnati Reds ever trade Johnny Bench? No. Would the Cubs ever trade Ernie Banks? No. So, for a guy that you know what his credentials were, or I should say still are, MVP, World Series champion, great bat, great hitter, yet you somehow decided that training him would be the best move for the Red Sox moving forward. I sincerely, as a baseball fan and a baseball observant, not to mention also as a sportscaster, I don't get it. I sincerely don't get it. But I do wonder, what type of message are you sending to Red Sox fans for this upcoming 2020 season? Honestly and sincerely, what type of message are you sending? Because you have to wonder, with this move, does this move make the ownership group as unpopular as it's ever been in their tenure? Because they've been around since, 2002? Yeah, 2002. Tom Werner, John Henry, and then when Larry Lucchino was around at that time. And then you talk about having, three general managers? Of course, you had Theo Epstein, the Epstein years, the Benchericin years, and then Dave Dombrowski, and then obviously now with Chaim Bloom. But does this make them as unpopular as they've ever been in the last nearly, 20 years now? You can make that case, yes. But I also wonder this too. Does this move really make the Red Sox any better in the long run? It's impossible to say now. It's easy to say, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make them any better in the long run. But I think it's important to realize that, guys like Alex Verdugo, for example, who was a player that the Red Sox got back in this deal, and as well as Jeter Downs, you don't know what you'll have in those guys. You just don't. So, as I know fans, they can be a bit irrational, but and I say this with the utmost seriousness. In terms of what you got with those guys, you're not going to find out in 2020. I'm serious. You're not going to find out in 2020 fully. This may take 2 to 3 years minimum. And I'm serious. I want you to really think about this. This deal in which that the Boston Red Sox made in terms of what they got back, you will not know if it truly was a great or even remotely a good deal until, I say, another 2-3 years minimum. Because with prospects, we're going to be completely honest here, you just don't know. You just don't know. And I think it's important to point this part out here as well. Right now, and again, I'm going to keep coming back to this point. I know it hurts. And New England, Red Sox Nation, you have every right to be angry. You really do. Every single right to be angry. No argument whatsoever. But I also want to say that before we begin to really tear this trade apart, give it a couple of years. And I know patience is not a virtue in this market. Oh, no. In terms of the sports teams, oh, please, no. Let's keep it honest. Patience is not a virtue in this market. No, no way. But in all seriousness, no. You got to give this a couple of years. You don't know what you've gotten back in return. You just don't. So with that being said, this is one season where I will honestly say that I think there's a great deal of fascination with this. Because I can't remember in the last 20 years, and then I say this in all seriousness, as a baseball fan, and now as a broadcasting field, I can't remember an off season where it has been this tumultuous. I really can't. I mean, I know someone out there is thinking, and I don't know this for a fact, because this came to my mind, but I know someone is thinking out there, well, 2011? No, 2011? This pales in comparison to this. The 2011-2012 winner? Oh, my. That paled in comparison, especially considering that the Red Sox, they had that September collapse that I know Red Sox Nation will never want to forget. The chicken and beer team. Yeah. But that offseason? No. Mm-mm. I really sincerely believe that pales in comparison versus this. It does. May I remind you why? Now, this offseason, again, we all know what happened with Alex Cora when his name was mentioned in the report of what MLB did in terms of an investigation to the cheating scandal in terms of the Houston Astros and so forth. We get that. We also get the fact that the Red Sox, for inexplicable reasons, traded away their face of the franchise in Mookie Betts, and as well as David Price, who was your World Series hero just barely 2 years ago. Barely 2 years ago. And I got to tell you, you look back to 2011. Of course, I understand Terry Francona be getting canned, Theo Epstein. Shoo, leave, get out. I get that. But I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for the fact that this is by far worse. This is worse than the 2011 offseason, 2011-2012 winner for the Boston Red Sox in terms of just how controversial and how uninspiring the organization moves appear to be. And I got to tell you, if you're a Red Sox fan waking up this morning, there should be some sort of optimism. I know it's hard. It's awfully hard. I get it. But when you look at this team in terms of the position players, you still got a pretty good lineup. Minus Mookie Betts, I get it. You still got JD Martinez. You still got Rafael Devers. You still got Xander Bogaerts, Andrew Benintendi. I don't even, listen, do not dare mention anything to me about Jackie Bradley Jr. Yes, he has a great, he's a great center fielder defensively, but offensively, he is an absolute pool. He's a pool. Offensively. I mean, Christian Vasquez behind the plate, I get that. Yeah, that's fine. But at the same time, this team still has major question marks. And I mean major question marks to the rotation. Because let's just say, for example, if you're Chris Sale, you're healthy. No problem with the shoulder, no problem with the elbow. You're healthy and you're ready to go. I get it. But Red Sox Nation, New England, everyone out there, I want you to ask yourself this honest question. What do you think you're honestly going to get out of Chris Sale this year? He showed you exactly who and what he is the last three seasons. A guy who can start off well, but his body breaks down. And last season, he didn't even start well at all. He had moments. He had his moments. He did. He had a 15 strikeout game. He had his moments. However, the truth of the matter is this. This is a guy who medical history screams, start well, but break down. You're not getting 30 starts and 200 innings out of the guy. You're not. And then after that, who else? It's going to be a tall order to ask Eduardo Rodriguez to repeat the performance, if not even better, than last year this year. That's going to be a lot to ask for. For a guy who seemingly found his groove last season. So, that with that being said, the Boston Red Sox, they have some serious questions that they need to answer in 2020. Coming up next, news was announced yesterday that Ron Renneke will be named the interim manager of the Boston Red Sox. And I got my thoughts on that. Plus, later in the show, before we wrap up, I'm also going to talk about Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom has found himself in a very, very peculiar situation here in Boston. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We'll be back after this music break. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO and Medford Tusk Reform Radio. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your morning commute, as at this point it is 7:35 on a Wednesday morning here in Boston, Greater Boston, in New England. And pitchers and catchers report today. Baseball is back. So with that being said, I wanna say that spring training is just getting started and we already are off to quite a bit of a start in Major League Baseball. And I gotta tell you, if there was ever a season that I was genuinely more fired up for as a baseball fan, it's this season. Because everything that's going on during this offseason, leading into spring training now and so forth, I gotta tell you, this is the season to watch every single night, because something is going to be happening every night in Major League Baseball. I'm going to tell you that for a fact right now. So with that being said, the Red Sox made a decision yesterday in which that they decided to hire Ron Renneke as the interim manager of the Boston Red Sox. Now, I'm not here to sell you on the idea that, oh, this is a slam dunk hire. I'm not here to sell you that this is a horrible hire. But what I am here to tell you is, I find that to be really interesting. Interim. Why interim? Is there something that I'm missing here, or is this because you're not sure of what your punishment is going to be in terms of the Major League Baseball investigation, in terms of the Red Sox involvement in a cheating scandal during the 2018 championship season? I don't know. But what I do know is this. What I do know is that the Red Sox deciding to utilize the interim tag for Ron Renneke is interesting. Because number one, I'm thinking at this point that the Red Sox really believe that their punishment is not going to be as severe, because they feel like they really haven't done anything wrong. A little cocky, yeah, in my opinion. But who knows? Maybe they're right. And they better hope that they're right. That's number one. Number two, what if, and I do mean what if, everything goes well for the Red Sox this year? Heck, what if they made the playoffs? What if they got to the World Series? What if? Just what if? Is Ron Renneke still going to be your interim manager? But by the time we get to that point, I think we all should have a pretty good idea, and we should have some kind of word from Major League Baseball as to what they're going to do in terms of the Red Sox punishment and so forth. I get it. And that's fair. Now, I also want to mention that Ron Renneke isn't just some scrub of a manager. No. He was a manager of the Milwaukee Brewers for 5 seasons, from 2011 until 2015. And don't forget, he's managing the postseason as well while with the Brewers. And also, even though he managed the Brewers to Game 6 of the 2011 National League Championship Series, and I know that seems like a long time ago, but the fact of the matter is that this is a guy who could manage. And he's had winning seasons in Milwaukee. In fact, 3 out of the 5 seasons he was in Milwaukee, he's had winning seasons. So this isn't a guy in which that the Red Sox just decided, you know what, we're just going to make him manager, boom, just get it on, done over with for the remainder of the day. No. But at the same time, this is also a guy that's been here the last couple of years as part of Alex Cora's staff before Alex Cora was fired. So I got to tell you, if anything, I don't think that this interim tag is going to last very long for Ron Renneke. My only question is, why not just make the move and actually just say, you know what, No, you're not going to be the interim manager. You're actually going to be the manager. Here it is. Boom. Why? Do you think that perhaps that he's keeping the seat warm for Alex Cora? Because even then, Alex Cora, I don't even know if Alex Cora has even received his punishment yet. That's the thing. And that we won't know. No, as a matter of fact, we won't know what Alex Cora's punishment is until MLB concludes its investigation on the Boston Red Sox in terms of 2018. We just don't know. Feel free to call in and offer your thoughts. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I'm interested because I feel like this can go either one of two ways. This can go on in one side of the spectrum in which that, this actually ends up working out well. Or this can go the opposite way. It's like, wait a minute. I thought we had something here. What's this? And you know, with baseball, you just never know. And that's just a fact. You just never know. So I'm curious to see how does the players respond to Ron Renicki, because one thing that he mentioned and it was talked about in the Boston Globe was the fact that Ron Renicki is a guy that he feels that his ultimate goal is to get the most out of every player. And you know, there's something to be said there, because one, I mentioned a few moments ago that he was part of Alex Cora's staff before Cora was fired. So the players already have familiarity with Ron Renicki. They already know him. They know what he's about, and they know that he has experience. But I think the biggest thing is the fact that he's willing to learn. He's willing to actually sit and listen and talk with ownership and learn and exchange ideas. And I think that's what appealed to ownership, saying, you know what? We're going to trust this guy to manage these 25 guys on this roster. Boom. And I got to give them credit. And I sincerely mean that. So, with Ron Renicki, I just think that it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds in 2020. Because, again, this team has some major question marks. Major question marks. Pitching-wise, what are you going to get? How is your bullpen going to take shape? Because that's also the thing as well that I feel like with everything that's happened, I don't think anybody's really talked about it. Who's going to close games for the Boston Red Sox? Yeah. Did you think about that? I don't think so. Bullpen. How's your bullpen going to look? Who's your setup guy? Who's going to be a seventh inning guy? Who's going to be an eighth inning guy? Like, you don't really even have much of an idea, do you? No. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. So I figure that with everything that's happened and with everything that's been going on, that hasn't really been on the mind of the Red Sox front office brass. But yet again, that kind of points to a bad job that the Red Sox have done in terms of constructing this roster. Again, I get it. You have Devers, you have Benintendi, you have Bogaerts. You still got J.D. Martinez, who's back for another year. He opted into his contract. I get it. What I don't get is the pitching side. Right now, your ace, quote-unquote, still Chris Sale. Okay. Again, do you think you're going to get 30 starts out of him? That remains to be seen. Also, I understand that you also signed Martin Perez. I get that. What are you going to get out of Martin Perez? No one knows. What are you going to get out of Eduardo Perez after the career year he had last season? No one knows. So, with that being said, I think more than anything else that this season is going to be so important for the Boston Red Sox organization as to what they do come next offseason. And I know, listen, I'm not thinking that far ahead in terms of October 2020 and so forth. given that spring training is just getting started today down in Florida. But the truth is, the offseason, this season for the Boston Red Sox is probably the most important one in terms of the organization in quite some time. And I don't think it's an overstatement considering that everything that's going on this offseason, this past offseason, it's not a far-fetched idea that if this team does not get off to a good start or even is in playoff contention come June, I think you may want to consider start moving pieces in hopes for draft picks and for top prospects. I'm 100% serious when I say that, because there's something to be said here for a team that you trade away your best player, you trade away your World Series hero from 2 years ago. And yes, while he may be in a pain in the rear end, I get that. But at the same time, this was a guy that you knew what you were going to get out of him. And that's just the truth. And feel free to offer your thoughts at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636, excuse me. I'm here with you for another 14 minutes until 8. We got another show coming up after this one. So I want to spend the next few minutes talking about the importance of the position that Heim Bloom is in currently. Because it's really important that we have the opportunity to talk about this. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how he handles it. And I'm interested to offer you my thoughts on Heim Bloom coming up after this break as part of my final thoughts right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. this song has got you all in the groove on this Wednesday morning. Because I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. This is Shukri Writes, host of the Shukri Writes Show, listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't think I did this yet, but I'm going to do this now before I completely forget. I got to do the PSA and the station identification, brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So stick around and stay tuned.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Shukri Writes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just want to offer my final thoughts to wrap up the show real quick. Chaim Bloom has definitely found himself in a really unenviable situation here in Boston, considering that he made the trade to trade away their top player and for whatever reason, I just can't wrap my mind around it. But it's ridiculous. But anyway, he's found himself in a position where he's going to be facing a lot of scrutiny, not just this season, but the next couple of seasons, especially as the Red Sox are looking to slash payroll and essentially what some fans are already calling them, the Boston Devil Rays. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works out, because again, I said this earlier this hour, that you really won't see the real impact of this deal on like for another 2 to 3 years, if not a little less than that minimum. So you're not going to see it right away and so forth. But what you are going to see is Chaim Bloom, can he work the same magic he was able to work in Tampa Bay? Now, he wasn't a GM in Tampa Bay, I get that. But having worked in a baseball operations department down there, he knows a thing or two about working with tight restraints, tight financial constraints, and making the smart deals. I mean, after all, he helped bring Tyler Glasnow to Tampa Bay, and he's turned into one of the best young pitchers in the major leagues. So there's that one example, but only time will tell as to how this will all play out. And I got to tell you, this whole spring training, I'm telling you, it's going to be must watch TV for the Red Sox, and as well as what's going to happen this upcoming season. I know there are a lot of fans who are out there that are saying, well, why should I watch? You just never know. With baseball, you just never know. But that's why I also said that it's really imperative that the Red Sox get up to a great start this season. Because come April, I'm going to put this out there now. Come April, you're going to be competing with the Boston Bruins, Stanley Cup playoffs, because they will be in the playoffs. And number two, you're also going to be competing with the Boston Celtics. They'll be in the playoffs as well. So if they get off to a lousy start like the way they did last year, good luck. Good luck. That'll be it for the Shukri Writes Show today. Glad you were able to tune in on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. My regular slot show is Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. But this Saturday, I want to put this out there now. I will be on for a special 2 hours Saturday. So that is something that I will be doing from 4 to 6 on Saturday. So that's something to just keep in mind. So I will be back here on Saturday from 4 to 6. I'll be filling in for Acoustic Ceiling on Vin Magazzini as of right now, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, Fire Quitches. Fire Quitches is coming up next on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Enjoy your rest of your Wednesday. Peace out. I'll talk to you guys again on Saturday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6, 91.5 FM WMFO.